much more and much more believe that they all still believe in you. Just one time. This is a motherfucking invitation. The only one you could ever need. This is a motherfucking invitation. Just one time. This is a motherfucking invitation. Will you try me? Welcome back and happy holidays from the Bartender's Jukebox podcast. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, give us a like and follow. Check us out on Instagram as well, also on TikTok. Thank you for listening here on Spotify and all other major Amazon platform, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, all that good stuff. Or if you just find that cool app or whatever where you can get my podcast, you guys rock. This is the Bartender's Jukebox podcast. Welcome everybody to the Bartender's Jukebox. I know this one has been a little bit in the wait to get going here. I had to re-record this about 3 times already. So let's just get into it, I guess. Just before Christmas, I had quit my job. And I'm going to be very open in this podcast about talking about it. I had to re-record this about 3 times, because I have to do it in a tactful way. Really, that's the only way I can say it. I have to do this in a tactful way. So, here goes. For Christmas, I had, left my job. They were having an EDM-type party that night, and 2 people were drugged. I've been in this business for going on 23 years now, and I've dealt with a lot of stuff. Like I've said before, I've had guns pulled on me, knives, you name it. Broken up more fights than what I've ever wanted to in this lifetime, but, you know, it goes with the territory. So 2 people were drugged, and I was told not to do an incident report that evening, which really bugs the fuck out of me, because that's safety of employees and customers, and that's just not cool. Like, I don't give a flying fuck or whatever. The safety of your customers is first and foremost, and all I can say is, I won't say exactly, I'll just say upper management was not too keen, in my opinion, on trying to protect the safety of employees and customers, first and foremost. The fact that that was even shrugged off and pushed to the side, you know, to not even do an incident report, I felt like somebody was trying to cover their ass. Now, with this job here, a lot of people say, well, why didn't you quit already? You know, it's all about your happiness and stuff like that. And I get that. But I love what I loved what I did for a living in those moments. And sometimes you just push through the BS to try to do what makes you happy. With working at my last establishment, I was put in the position of management. But only to a point where I could only do half the ordering, no hiring and firing whatsoever. Hell, we didn't even have write-up forms there. The place was even worse when I came back, too. When I had left for my surgery, which my surgery, like I've said before, was made worse by this job, because having to work and push through it all, you know, I've said in my past, once it completely tore my labrum off the bone, and I had 60% of the rotator cuff. Both of those needed to be repaired, hands down. So I'm out for my time being, and I come back, and the place is just worse off. So try to put forth the effort to make things better. But when you're put in those situations, when you don't have, I don't even want to say control, because it sounds like such a power trip. If you don't have the right tools or ability to do a job properly, then you're not going to be able to do your job right. Plain and simple. So I come back. We have music at this establishment. And when I say upper, it just means upper management has no clue as to what's going on with music whatsoever there. We have a Google Calendar, and I would always get, well, what's going on for tonight? Blah, blah, blah. Like everybody in upper management once requested stuff on like Google Docs and, you got Google Calendar for events and stuff like that. And our booking guy would put everything in there, but nobody would fucking look at it whatsoever, except for me. So if I'm told to do like all this stuff because they want to know what's going on, why come ask me when you literally have the tool right on your cell phone? Right on your cell phone. I mean, it makes management look fucking stupid when you have no clue whatsoever as to what the fuck's going on. One of the problems was when I left was we didn't really have management there to begin with. Our manager that would be there would hang out, sit in the office, play on TikTok for hours on end, and occasionally come out, serve some food on the floor, and then leave. I don't know any management's, any place I've been at where a manager has not been there throughout the night. I've also been put in the position too when I was in that manager position. Or even as head bartender before that, I would be told one thing and things would be completely different the next day or the day before, because it depended on when upper management was drinking or not. I felt like I was being gaslit very much so from that over and over again. Like, what am I supposed to be doing here? I felt like an adult babysitter. For what though? I can't even babysit properly if I don't have the right tools. Hell, we don't even have ID scanners in the place. You figure you want some fucking ID scanners so that way you know who would be coming into your building. Especially when you're doing like rave type events. And the music, in my opinion, the music sucks anyways. It never really drew business, but that was a business decision by upper management and whatever. However they worked it out. But no matter what you said, no, always fall on deaf ears. That seems to be a big problem with that place that I worked at. When I first started there, I could say a million and one things that were going to be issues. And I said it within my first 2 weeks. And it was like, shrugged off, shrugged off, shrugged off. I mean, we had employees that would smoke weed literally in the fucking garage, right down at the bottom of the steps. And the smell would go up. Like, nobody gave a shit whatsoever. And it ended up being a problem, but upper management let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. And it's becoming a huge problem. Or it, not becoming, it was a huge problem that I was dealing with. But again, at that point in time, I was the middleman. I didn't have write-up sheets. I couldn't hire and fire. I couldn't do any of that stuff. So, we even had an employee one time try to fight a customer and an employee, all within a matter of minutes of each other. And instead of one reprimanding the employee, two sending the employee home, I, again, at that point in time, I was just a head bartender. I wasn't even a manager. I was basically sent to calm this kid down so that way he could come back to work or try to work through the night. And this is even between getting in the fight. Like getting in the middle of it to try to alleviate all this stuff. And that became an issue. After I had left for my surgery, I come back and things seem to be worse. I mean, We barely had a manager there to begin with before I left for my surgery, which really pisses me off because if the manager would have worked when needed during that time, my shoulder would not be as bad as it is right now in the long-term recovery. And that could be a personal animosity that I hold in. I'm honestly, the fact I had to go through the amount of pain I did and stuff like that with this, because it was not a fun surgery. I mean, I think, and I don't like to put it this way, but that's something that I'm okay with at this point in time. I'm okay having that bad feeling towards that, because it has affected my health in the long run. Now that I had gone back to work, and like I said, no hiring, firing, full ordering, or anything like that. The manager always said, everybody needs to be RAMP certified. Everybody needs to be RAMP certified. Now, this all was said before I went into my surgery in July. Why did, at the end of October, employees come to me and say, when are we getting paid for our RAMP certification? A quarter of a fucking year went by before the manager even like didn't even do anything, didn't give anybody their fucking money back to protect their fucking asses. Manager, your name's on the liquor license. That's how your deal's worked out. You want everybody to do this, but you don't want to give them their money back. 3 fucking months. That's fucking terrible. Employees should not have to beg and plead for their money, especially when it's for fucking something that's the safety of your business. It's ridiculous. And if anybody wants to come at my neck about that one, please do, because I will cuss you the fuck out. You know, the manager's supposed to basically be there to make sure everything runs smoothly, to take care of your employees, to make sure everybody's safe, make sure all the ordering is done. It's unfucking real. How, like, I think sometimes people just want the titles, or they want their, oh, I got the best cocktails on the avenue type mentality. You want to know something, though? It's only a fraction of the fucking business. That's only a fraction of the business. Another thing that really pisses me off is the manager. Upper manager, we'll say, works taking shifts from employees that either bartend or serve. Managers should not be collecting tips, plain and simple. And I really wasn't going to bring this up, but the manager tip thing really bugs me, especially when you have Thanksgiving Eve, one of the busiest drinking nights of the year. We had an employee that worked downstairs in the lower restaurant that worked down there, that could have capably worked Thanksgiving Eve, and the manager took the one table that he had. So instead of him walking out with about $25, he could have walked out with money that would have sustained him and his family working a Thanksgiving Eve behind the bar instead of the fucking GM, upper manager, whatever you want to say, taking that money from employees. I do not give a flying fuck what deal you have worked out with the owner, what your salary is. That's a position you put yourself in. Now, you're a salaried manager. You should not be collecting tips, and I do not give a flying fuck what anybody says. That is not cool. Not cool whatsoever. I don't fucking get it. Here's an instance. Now, again, this is when I was, before I left, I had a manager title, but again, no ordering abilities. We have glass dishwashers behind the bar that automatically run. All you do is just stick the glass and it runs through, does its thing, but it has all the cleaning products underneath it. Well, when you run out of cleaning products to keep your glasses sanitary and fucking clean, and then it's almost a month that goes by. Keep this in mind. It was said a few times about these chemicals that we needed. So I had said to said manager, who's, go figure, sitting at the bar, we need cleaning supplies. Oh, well, it's all down on the shelf. The thing is, if I have a title of manager and I'm telling you we fucking need something, why are you even questioning it, for one? I had to physically go downstairs into the employee break room, take a picture of the rack, and send it to him. Why aren't you believing the fucking person that's telling you and saying we need this? It's not like it's extra booze that could be whatever parlayed over the fucking bar. No. This is cleaning solutions to keep your fucking dishes clean so nobody gets sick. Like, that's a health code violation. I don't give a flying fuck. So, all right. Back to the two people getting drugged that night. With that evening there, we should have had the scanners, like I've said. We also should have had other bodies there too, as well, in upper management. Hell, the DJ that we even had. The reason why we have it was because the owner's girlfriend loved the music. But well, there was DJs there, but where were they? Downstairs. Not even enjoying the music that nobody really comes to. So that makes fucking perfect sense. So, as this went on, from Friday, that Friday night with two people being drugged, later on I had to go to the police station and deal with that. Some news of the weirds going on. Like I said, I had to re-record this a few times. So the first time I did this podcast recording, it was a little more on the somber side. The second time I did it, though, that was on the angry side. But right now, I think I found the fine balance where I could talk about some of the stuff. So, but like I said, I'm gonna play some music. You'll get some news of the weird in there. And if you hear me use the term somber, that was because of that first recording on this podcast. You know, and I love my job. I love doing what I do for a living. But working where I had, and like literally nobody fucking listening to a word I fucking said whatsoever. Like, I almost like predicted this bullshit because I could see the problems already. You know, you need a manager that's there more than 6 hours a fucking week in a place. You need a manager that's gonna fucking order everything you need and get it done. I mean, fuck. I've been put in situations already where people should have been fired, and because I had to go to two different people, one would say one thing, another would say another thing. Nobody can make up their fucking mind. One person would tell me, oh, fire employee. The other person would be like, no, well, everything was already talked through. Like, what the fuck do you want from us? You know, nobody's on the same page. It got to a point when I was there that people go, are you in charge? And I'm like, honestly, I'm just here as a fucking babysitter. Like, really? You know, I mean, hell, when I came back from the job, nobody gave me, or came back from surgery, nobody gave me any fucking training on anything. It's like, here you go. Just like every other fucking employee in that place, because it comes from upper management doing a shitty ass job, not giving people the fucking proper training that they need. You know, I remember when the place first opened, it ran so fucking smooth. But now, no. You know, people want to say, oh, well, I got my kid and this, that, and the other thing. You want to know something? You're a fucking manager. I have three wonderful stepkids. Three wonderful stepkids. And I've missed their holiday recitals, a lot of their school concerts and stuff like that, because I had to work. You want to know something? It's a part of it. That's a fucking part of it. There is so much in my life that I've missed out with my kids because I had to be at work. And I didn't even have the title of manager. You have more responsibility now as a manager than you ever did before. I get it. I get it. But you have to balance that fucking time. I'm tired of watching good employees lose hope because of shitty management. I'm tired of watching the faces on employees because they have to go, oh, I'm sorry, we're out of that. Because it wasn't ordered. numerous fucking times. You know, again, the fucking cleaning products for the fucking glasses. That's a health code violation. Like, come on. Get your fucking head out of your ass. I don't get it. Everybody want to be in a power position or power position, but don't really want to take care of shit. Oh, I set up a party? Here, let me come in for fucking a half hour, act like I did something, put a few trays out, and then fucking leave. Like, where's the like, you didn't manage there. You were an event planner for a half hour. Get the fuck out of here. I should not... Nobody should wake up and fucking... The first thing on their mind is their job. Because nobody can fucking make shit work smooth that's above you. Nobody. And that pisses me the fuck off to no end. So... And come to find out that... On, what was it, Saturday, this past weekend, they had to call an ambulance again. But this time it wasn't even the manager that called. Apparently the manager with, or the upper management was in deer in headlights, and it was a customer that called. Like seriously, where's the care for your customers? Like, nobody's on the same fucking page. And I truly feel bad for the employees there. Like, I really do. Because they could be making so much more money. Two, they could have less stress on their plates. And three, they could be fucking happy. Like, and this is the thing. Like, upper management doesn't realize that. Like, it's nobody's happy. People put on the fake smile. They're servers. They're bartenders. That's what they do. And upper management should know that. Upper management should be able to see through that because of being in the industry. But... they don't. Absolutely fucking clueless. You know, when people, when employees would tell me, like, honestly, I'm thinking about quitting, I'm not happy here, this is what's going on, and you ask them why, and it's the exact same reasons that you're feeling. Because you don't have the products you need. You don't have somebody that's there reliable. Because, you know what I mean? Like, if I had those abilities to be a manager, everything would have been fine. But, you know, I hate when people give a title and say, oh, you know, you got responsibilities, you got... No, I don't. Fuck, I mean, I could go work at a gas station making more money than I did at that last job with more responsibilities and less worries and benefits and a 401k. That's fucking ridiculous. And it's all just... Like, I'm working at a place I've never felt so underappreciated like I have there. You know? And again, like I said, I'm not trying to act like I know everything and stuff like that, because I'm far from it. We all can learn every single day of our lives, but... To break up the somberness of this podcast in my venting, I will insert segments or headlines of News of the Weird... So that way it kind of gives a little more positive spin, so that way it's not so blah. And it'll help you through listening to my venting. I greatly appreciate that again. And here is some News of the Weird. All right, I'm just going to give you the headlines here. Podcast recording interrupted when snake emerges from roof. Yeah, I would definitely interrupt the podcast. Iranian man breaks his own record with 88 spoons bounced on his body. What else do we have here? Any good ones? California couple's museum of 40,550 bunny-related items earns world record. Up next, a semi-crash covers Washington Road in scrambled eggs. And let's go for one last one here. $2 million winning lottery ticket spent 4 months in oblivious winner's truck. Oh man, I'd be kicking my butt. I'd be kicking my own butt if that was the case. And that is some headlines of weird news to help break up this monotony. We'll be right back.
Some more news of the weird. This time, some of the headlines on the New York Post. Well, let's start off with this. Dolphin with thumbs surprises scientists in first ever discovery. Now this one. I thought I had the flu. It was a flesh-eating disease that ravaged my butt. My baby's toe was nearly amputated. Doctors said a strand of hair was the problem. Passenger brings their own parachute on Spirit Airlines flight. Smartest idea I ever seen. That is pretty epic. Locust swarm Mexico region in biblical proportions. I won't open my mouth again, says someone. Ah, so here's another one. Tourist busted smuggling otter's prairie dog through airport in his pants. Wow. And that is some more news of the weird, this time from the New York Post. Oh, I hope everybody had a wonderful New Year's and Christmas. I was blessed. My daughter came home early from the Army. That was one of the best Christmas gifts I could have ever gotten. Let me tell you, the joy I have is beyond amazing. So, but that was my joy this year for the holiday season. You know, have you guys, anybody listened here, have you checked out the Facebook page? I got all kinds of recipes up there, different reels, and you name it. I post all kinds of goofy stuff on there, some that you might like. So be sure to check out the Bartender's Facebook page, or the Bartender's Jukebox Facebook page. And what you're going to do is you're going to hit follow. And then if you hit that follow button again one more time, it'll come up to you want to see stuff first. Make sure you see the Bartender's Jukebox first for all the goofy stuff I put up there. Any interviews or music stuff, and you name it. I mean, that's what I'm there for. To try to entertain you guys as best I can. I'm going to put up a poll on this one too. On the podcast, you know, to feel free to answer any questions whatsoever that I post up. It's probably going to be something along the lines of holiday foods this year. I'm still tasting that Christmas ham, though, let me tell you. Another thing, too, what is your favorite holiday drink? I'm going to ask this question right now just to make you think. Preferably for me, I'm always the classic eggnog guy, but I love Coquito as well, which is a Spanish coconut, like eggnog, but it's a coconut holiday drink. Similar in spice flavors and stuff like that. That would be an eggnog. So I hope you guys are going to have a great 2024. That's for damn sure. It's going to be your year. I got faith in all of yous out there. It's going to be your year to shine. 2024, shine that light. Don't forget to check out Nelly's Artistic Creations for all your artistic needs. I'm looking for a special occasion for a friend, family, or loved one. Be sure to check out Nelly's Artistic Creations on all social media and her website on BigCartel.com. That is Nelly's Artistic Creations. And with the holiday season coming up, a nice piece of art will always cheer the soul. Today's cocktail recipe, it's going to be a sidecar. So what you're going to want for this one, you're going to start off with 1.5 ounces cognac, 3/4 ounce orange liqueur, such as Cointreau, 3/4 ounces of lemon juice, preferably freshly squeezed, excuse me there. You're going to garnish this with a orange peel or twist, whatever you like. And you can do a sugar rim around your coupe glass. Mix all the ingredients together, liquid ingredients that is, shake it up, and strain it into your coupe. And that, my friends, is the sidecar. I hope you enjoy. Cheers. Hey guys, I just want to give a quick shout out to the Deluxe Podcast Edition. If you like all things podcasts and different kind of unique interviews, definitely check those guys out. Another podcast to check out is the Three Beards of Wrestling. If you're into indie wrestling, pro wrestling, all kinds of wrestling talk, definitely check out the Three Beers of Wrestling podcast. That is my shameless promos for the rest of this episode, so enjoy the rest. Yeah, like I was saying at the beginning of this podcast, I mean, I really have lost a lot of the passion I had for the business because of the upper management I was dealing with. And it sucks that it's that way. I know in due time I'm going to get it back. I'm just glad I didn't completely fizzle out the light on it, though. Because, I mean, it's 23 years of my life. I really enjoyed what I did. Just right now, I need a break. I need time out. And like I said, before the podcast, we have our farm too that we're working, and you know, I might just devote more time in there, and you'll see all kinds of photos and stuff like that of the farm or stuff I'm doing on the Facebook page. So definitely check out the Bartender's Jukebox Facebook. You know, you can definitely find out all kinds of stuff that's going on there. What I'm up to, I always love to see what you guys are up to as well. Feel free to send me a message. You know. If you ever want to be on the podcast, shoot me a message and we'll figure out how we can get you on here. We can either do it here audio or we can do a live stream video on Facebook through StreamYard. So entirely up to you guys. I hope you're all doing well again. Again, I know it's been the the holidays and it can be trying on some of you, just remember there are people out there that love you, and it may not seem like it in those moments, and sometimes it's a little tough to get out of our own heads, but know that there is backup out there for you. Somebody is appreciative that you're alive. Just remember that. And now that we're out of the holidays now, hopefully things can start to reset for you and get back on track. But just know the help is out there during these tough times, during the holidays. Depression and all that can really take its toll on people. So I always say this, the help is out there. The bartender loves you. Just, if you need the help, get it. But on that note, enough of this depressing stuff for this moment here. Wanted to get the holidays in and wish you all happy cheer and stuff like that. And, So, I don't know. It looks like we're going to get snow for the first time in like 2 years here. That might be plowable. I can't wait. I missed making a snowball. You know, if you're a listener and you're on the Bartender's Jukebox page, send me your photos from around the country. I know we got a lot of people out there right now listening to us and following along. You know, we got people from Texas, Oklahoma, like all across the country, California, Oregon, Washington, overseas too as well. We got Germany, Sweden, even Iran on the list of people that have been listening in. Spain, England as well, you know. Hello to my friends across the pond that are listening. Japan, Korea, South Korea, and what else do we have here? Croatia. No shit. Right on. There's a bunch more there, but those are the ones I had seen so far. But thank you guys so much, and gals, always, for listening to me and, you know, sticking along. I greatly appreciate it. I always say that. And sometimes I feel corny for fucking saying it over and over again, but you know it is. It is what it is. Thank you. All right, so on this next bit of weird news, let's see here. Some of these I'm going to question, but I'll read them off. Dolphins deliberately get high on pufferfish. Okay, I could say that's nature's thing. Who knows? Woman delivered her own baby in car traveling at 60 miles per hour. I don't know. Questioning. Apparently over in Europe, there is a sausage vending machines that is booming in Germany. King of tribe in Africa returns to his job as gardener in Canada. Let's see here. What else? Sleeping man tweets for help from massage chair after getting trapped. There's a campaign out there to change the name of fire ants to Spicy Boys. All right. And let's see here. Let's go for one last one. Frozen excrement dropped from plane crashes through house roof. I think that is a good one to end the news of the weird.
The pioneer.
thank you everyone again for listening to this podcast and listening against my me bending earlier. I know I sounded very somber. That was just me getting it all out. Again, I just needed to get it out, and I appreciate you guys listening. And to the ones that stuck it out here to the end, thank you so much. It truly means a lot. I guess I'm going to wrap up this podcast. Up next, I got some words from Charlie, and there's some pretty good ones. So, like I always say, stay thirsty for life. Even when time's got you down like I am right now, always stay thirsty for it. Cheers.
But my lesson is this. I don't give a shit. Okay? You cannot let a fear of failure or a fear of comparison or a fear of judgment stop you from doing what's going to make you great. You cannot succeed without this risk of failure. You cannot have a voice without the risk of criticism. And you cannot love without the risk of loss. You must go out and you must take these risks. And people will tell you to do what makes you happy. But a lot of this has been hard work. And I'm not always happy. And I don't think you should do just what makes you happy. I think you should do what makes you great. Do what's uncomfortable and scary and hard but pays off in the long run. Be willing to fail. Let yourself fail. Fail in the way and the place where you would want to fail. Fail, pick yourself up, and fail again. Because without this struggle, what is your success anyway? Look, as best we know it, we have one life. In it, you have to trust your own voice, your own ideas, your honesty, your vulnerability, and through this you will find your way. You do not have to be fearless. Just don't let fear stop you. Live like this as best you can, and I guarantee you will look back on a life well lived.